Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We give you the praise and we give you the glory. Every time we gather together, it is written, where two or three gather together in my name, there I am in their midst. So we pray that the Lord, as always, we know he's in our midst. May he bring light through his word into our hearts and revelation knowledge and understanding in Jesus' name. And everybody says,
amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to talk for just a few minutes. I'm going to be praying more rather than talking, but I must introduce the subject. And I'm talking today on the times of refreshing. Amen.
Amen.
The times of refreshing. That's what I am going to talk about today. You know, one time, Peter and John, they were going in Acts chapter 3. They were about to go to the temple for the hour of prayer. And then they saw someone, you may know the story, silver and gold have I none, such as I have, I give unto you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk, all that. And when that miracle was performed, of course all the people gathered together, you know, trying to give them the glory. They promptly gave the glory to God, which is important. And now the people said, well, what shall we do? See, what are we going to do in this situation and in this scenario? Well, let's pick up the story from Acts chapter 3 and verse 19. Acts chapter 3 and verse 19. Well, here was the answer that was given when people say, well, what shall we do? It said, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, and the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. So the title, times of refreshing, comes from this verse, but I'm not going to be speaking on this verse too much, just the title. So the lesson today is going to be about you receiving and entering into a time of refreshing. Amen. Amen. Well, I don't hear a lot of people saying amen. There is a time of refreshing that the Lord is sending forth now. Why do we need refreshing? The reason we need refreshing is because there's a lot of things going on in our lives. There is burden, there's all kinds of things, you know, always going on. And, you know, one of the tactics that failure demonstrated in those days, which you've heard me speak about, he said, look, these people are idle. So they said, let us go and worship the Lord. Well, let there be more burdens laying upon them. Then they won't have time to say, we are going to worship the Lord. So put hardship upon them, put all kinds of things upon them, so that they will always be chasing one burden or another, and they won't have time for the Lord. Well, those are burdens from which we need a time of refreshing. Amen. There's also a lot of other things that may be going on. I mean, stuff is always going on in our lives from day to day. And, you know, many of them, in fact, the systems of this world are designed to make sure that you are stressed out, that you don't have opportunity to really worship the Lord like you should. You are burdened with so many things. Whereas Jesus said, you know, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, Matthew 11 and 28, come unto me and I will give you rest. Well, the rest that Jesus provides is called refreshing. You know, it's a refreshing. The way you are famished, when you are tired and everything, there's a rest that Jesus provides. There's a time also in our lives when it seems like things are dead. They're dead. Things that should be alive seem like they are dead. But I'm going to read just a few scriptures and I want to pray for you. That's it. You know, and I want to pray that the Lord will bring this time of refreshing in your lives. Amen. In the book of Job, chapter 14, from verses 7 to 9, it depicts a kind of, verse 7 to 9, it decrees a time of refreshing that comes even to a tree that's already dead. He said, "For there is hope of a tree, even if it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease." Verse 8, "Though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground, yet," hallelujah, "through the scent of water, a refreshing will come, and it will bud again, and it will bring forth boughs like a plant." Hallelujah. In the book of Psalm 102, I want to read verses 3 to 13. Psalm 102, verses 3 to 13. We're going to go through all those verses quickly. Psalm 102, verse 3. Psalm 102, not 112. Psalm 102. "For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as an earth. My heart is smitten and withered like grass, so I forget to eat my bread." Now, this is somebody that's really burdened. "By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. I am like a pelican in the wilderness. I am like an owl in the desert. I watch and I'm as a sparrow alone upon the housetop." I mean, this is really something horrible that's going on with this guy. He feels all alone. He's burdened. He feels depressed and everything. "Even my enemies," he said, "reproach me all the day long. And they that are mad against me are sworn against me. For I have eaten ashes like bread, mingled my drink with weeping, because of the indignation and the wrath of the Lord. But thou hast lifted me up and also, you know, cast me down." This is like a yo-yo life. Up one day, down another day. Up one day and down another day. "My days are like a shadow that declineth, and I am withered like the grass. But thou, O Lord," see, this is the thing about this man, David. No matter how depressed, how saddened, how burdened, how downcast he is, he always finds a way to pull out of it by lifting up the Lord. Amen. Amen. "But thou, O Lord, shall endure forever, and thy remembrance unto all generations." And verse 13 says, "Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come." Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
So I want to talk about the time of refreshing. There is an element that I want to bring out in Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 7. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 7. "I have seen," this man says, you know, sometimes he brings out a lot of contrast. "I've seen this and I've seen that. I've seen evil, I've seen good. I've seen vanity upon the earth," he says. Well, he's going to bring something out here that is, you know, like, I mean, an irony of life. "I've seen servants," he said, "riding upon horses, and the people shall be princes, that should be princes, that walking as servants upon the earth." Let me paint you a picture. If you ever see the, you know, motorade of, say, the president or somebody, you know, and they are going down the street and people are lining up, and the Secret Service or some other people run along, the car. I mean, wouldn't it be an irony for the president to be the one running outside and those who are supposed to be his servants are sitting inside? Hello? Wouldn't it be an irony? Now, if you can't picture that, well, picture this. In places where, and even in the olden days, where they ride upon chariots and horses, well, the king or the prince sits on the chariot, the servants, they run along on foot. Or, if it is not even a chariot, sometimes it's some kind of a specially designed chair that is made to bear them up, and the servants are the ones that are carrying it, and the prince is sitting down inside. Well, picture it reverse. Picture horses and servants sitting on them, and princes walking as servants upon the ground. Now this is a great travesty, if I can put it that way. We are the princes of the kingdom of God. Amen. And we should not be walking as servants upon the earth while those who are supposed to be servants are riding upon horses. Now, there is coming a time of refreshing from the Lord. Now, the Lord said one time to them, said, look, ye have dwelt on this mountain long enough. It is time for a change. Now, it is time for a switching and bringing refreshing to the sons of the kingdom. Amen. There has been enough of the oppression. There has been enough of the things that are holding you back. It is time for you to break forth and emerge. Amen. Now, according to, the word of the Lord, which he wants me to give to you today, I'm going to give it to you, and then I'm going to pray. Very, very short message today. I just want to pray for people that you may receive these times of refreshing. Now, there's also a kind of refreshing that wearies the heart. Long hope wearies the heart. When you have been praying, believing God for something, and it's taking very long, it wearies the heart. And Jesus said, look, if you are weary, you are heavy laden, come unto me for a time of refreshing. In fact, in the book of, there are many, many things that Jesus will tell us, about this. In the book of Psalms, chapter 30 and verse 5, the Bible tells us that, look, all of the hardships that we are facing, that you may be facing them for now, but there is coming a time of refreshing. Weeping, he says, may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. Can someone say amen? Now, I'm not just going to stand by and hope that that joy is coming in the morning. We're actually going to pray it through. Amen. That's right. When God promises something, we really sometimes have to pray it through. Praying it through is very vital. Praise the Lord. So that's what we will be doing here this morning. I'm just going to spend some time to pray with you that a time of refreshing is coming your way. Amen. A time of refreshing is coming your way. Now, when you are famished, like we read in Psalm 102, you should go back and read that. I read through it very quickly, as I just wanted to go through this quickly. But there's a lot of things he said there. My soul is famished. I am alone. I am depressed. I am like a pelican in the wilderness. I'm like an owl in the desert. I'm like a sparrow on the housetop. My life is withered away as a grass. I mean, everything just Things are just not going right.
But there is coming a time of refreshing. Hallelujah.
A time of refreshing. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Now, at this time of refreshing is what I want to pray over everyone for this morning. Praise the Lord. Now, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 60 and Isaiah chapter 61, there are some interesting prophecies. Isaiah chapter 60, first of all, from verse 1, tells you that it is time for you to arise and shine. Amen. That's right. It's time for you to arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. This time. Verse 2 says, look, it doesn't matter what's going on around you. Darkness will cover the earth. Gross darkness will cover the people. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. Praise the Lord. Now, verse 3 also says, you know, when the Lord begins to do this, people will begin to come to your lives. The kings will begin to come to the brightness of your rising up. Hallelujah. Now, this is something that the Lord is promising for now. It's a time of refreshing that he is bringing. Hallelujah. Now, there is a story that God, he told Moses, when he had an encounter with him in Exodus chapter 3, he said, and there's an interesting concept that was brought out. God said, look, my people have been oppressed for a long time. I have seen their affliction, but now their cry has come unto me by reason of their taskmasters. Their taskmasters, they have cried, these people are crying unto me now, and I have now come down to give them a turnaround. Now, ladies and gentlemen, men and brethren, let me tell you this. You know, your situation may remain the same if you don't really cry out to the Lord. I mean, these people, they got used to it. They were being pummeled. They were being oppressed. You know, they were being brutalized. Even their wives were being brutalized, and they were slaves, and everything was going on. You know, they just kind of took it because the Lord said, I have seen their affliction. But he didn't necessarily do anything until they began to cry. Now I have heard their cry, and their cry is come unto me by reason of their taskmasters. Now, the moment you begin to reach out to the Lord that, look, I can't take this anymore. Taskmasters, they have laid a lot of burden on me. That the Lord is set to do something. Now, we should never just resign into our situation if that situation is not right. Don't just resign into it, but cry out unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Cry out unto the Lord, and the Lord will answer back. Now, here is the word I want to give to you, and then I am going to pray. Very short message today. Here's what the Lord said. You know, when I was reading Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 7, it says, servants riding on horses while princes are walking, you know, on the earth as servants. What's up with that? And here's what the Lord said. You know, the Lord is fixing to change that. Amen. That's right. He said, I will restore you to your rightful position, saith the Lord. That's it. A very short word. But from that word, you know, I went into different dimensions and I began to visualize some things. And in order to bring to pass this word, I am come here today to pray for you and everyone, that you may receive these times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. Amen. Now, there may be also hindrances things that are holding you back. Whatever they are, the Lord says, there's a time of refreshing that are coming. God has appointed. See, God is the one that appoints the times. Now, God himself has no time. There's no season. There's no such thing with God. But for our sakes, he does these things. And it brings some times of refreshing. Now, if you can stay connected with the Lord, you will have a time of refreshing all the time. There was one tree in Mark chapter 11 that did not stay connected. It was producing leaves and looking good from afar off, but it didn't have the one thing that the master was looking for. And we are told that it was not yet the season for figs. Well, Jesus came there, season or no season, he wanted to see something, he didn't see, told the tree, you're done. So, you know, God is not really in seasons, but for our sakes. Because from the beginning, he created a big light and a little light to rule upon the earth. And let it be for signs and for seasons, for days, for years, and so forth. For the people that are on the earth, not really for him, he has no seasons. But if you can transcend yourself into his realm, and you can understand that, you can actually say, look, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Psalm 1 verse 1. Nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. And what shall happen to him? What shall happen to him? It shall be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water. These rivers of water, not only do they bring a sense, they bring nourishment, they bring fulfillment. They allow the tree to keep his fruit all the time. He says his fruit in his season, but that season never ends because his leaf also shall not wither. Normally the leaves wither out of season. During the winter, in those winter months where the winter is actually harsh, in some winter states like that, you see that all the trees, it starts from the fall, all the trees, the leaves are falling, and the trees begin to wither away. But this one, because he is connected to the source, he never loses his season. His leaves never wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Hallelujah. But just in case your tree is withering away, there is hope of a tree, though it be cut down, that through the scent of water it will bud again. Amen. Just in case your leaves are beginning to fall off and withering away, the Lord says there is a time of refreshing. Praise the Lord. I mean, this whole year I've been trying to encourage the people to actually step up and believe God. Praise the Lord. Now, the Lord, look, let me put to you this way before I pray. When you take a hold of God's word and you believe his word, you're actually giving heaven permission to download the best of heaven, the blessings of heaven upon you. That's all it is. Because God's word is already there. God is dishing these things out. But, you know, if you don't believe or don't stay connected, then you might miss out. But if you believe God and you stay connected with him through his word, through prayer, consecration, living a life of righteousness, walking in the light, then, you know, and especially when you have faith to go along with all of that, then you are giving God, so to speak, permission. Heavens really is what it is. God already put it out there. You are giving the heavens permission to just release things. And one time it was like, why are these things? And the Lord said, well, they are not giving heavens the permission to release these things into their lives. But so I've been coming out here, you know, trying to challenge the people to believe the Lord. If not now, then why not?
Hallelujah.
If not now, why not? You know, so the Lord wants you to believe Him, because there is a time of refreshing. And it's not only just in physical things, it's for everything. It's in material things, it's in physical things, it's in your health. Your health shall spring forth
speedily.
Hallelujah. The things around you shall be refreshed. You know, even the things that are dry, they shall come back to life. Even spiritually, and more so spiritually.
Hallelujah.
We need a time of refreshing, even spiritually. Praise the Lord. And when this time of refreshing comes, people will be outside that door before the door opens at 10 o'clock.
Hallelujah.
And I'm believing God for it. Praise God. You know, people, you know, will be out there waiting and can't wait to get inside, because there's a time of refreshing that the Lord is bringing. You know, souls will be coming to the Lord, and there will be, you know, the house of the Lord must be filled. It's called a time of refreshing. The book of Ezekiel chapter 37 gives us a picture of that river. And he said, wherever that river gets to, you know, the fishes, you know, everything will be healed. And there will be a multitude of fishes. We are believing God for this. And we are believing God every day. But in your personal life, you must receive and enter into these times of refreshing, that you can begin to enjoy the abundant life that Jesus promises.
Hallelujah.
John chapter 10 verse 10 says, abundant life is what I have promised for you. The devil wants to kill you, to steal your joy, to destroy your life. But the Lord says, look, I am giving you abundant life. Now, I want you to get ready to pray along with me, because I want to pray this morning. You know, and you know, I've already spent a few days praying about this, and I'm here today, you know, to deliver this word. The word is encapsulated in this saying: I will restore you to your rightful position. Amen. I know this mic is cutting in and out. I will restore you to your rightful position.
Amen.
That's it. That was the word, and then I started to look at some things. What's it really saying? Well, what it's saying is a time of refreshing. Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Praise ye
the name of the Lord. Let's stand up. I want to pray.
Let's stand up. I want to pray. I don't know what it is to this mic. It's cutting in and out. Folks, we need to get rid of this mic. I don't like it. Get us a mic that actually works. All right.
Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.
Now we're going to pray. Hallelujah. I want to pray that which the Lord has promised in this world of bringing times of refreshing, I want to pray that the Lord will actually give each of us the grace, the faith, the boldness to believe and to step into it. Amen. For ye shall break forth on the left and on the right. Hallelujah. It's time for you to break forth in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, my prayer today is going to be for those that really need a time of refreshing. For those that really need a time of refreshing, Those are the people I want to agree with in prayer today. Now, I want you to know that the Word of God sustains itself. This word that we have spoken today, though it's short, it will sustain itself. All I need is for you to believe alone. And I've already prayed for everyone that's going to be here today. Praise the Lord. So Jesus said, Father, I thank you because you care me always. But because of the people that are around, I said it, that they may believe that you have sent me. So I prayed the same prayer the last few days. Oh, Lord, I know you've heard me concerning your people, that they must receive times of refreshing. But so that the people may believe that we speak the word of the Lord, then we have to say a few things, you know, so that you may believe. So here's what I want to do. Let's believe God together. And God's going to go into prayers right now. And as I begin to pray, if you say that I need a time of refreshing in my life, I mean, it's like it's yo-yo thing. Sammy said, you lifted me up and then I'm cast down again. You know, it's like stuff just going on. So many things, burdens and so on. Can't seem to make ends meet. I don't want to sit here and enumerate it. You know the things that you are going through. You know the things that you are dealing with. My heart is that the Lord will give the people the victory. Amen. That's just my heart. The Lord will give you victory. You can enjoy abundant life. Praise the Lord. So, as I begin to pray, I'm going to ask that you come forward if you need a time of refreshing. Come here, spread your hands before the Lord, and say, Lord, I'm opening my mouth wide. Feel it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, if that's you, you know, don't look around and be bothered by somebody else. You are here for yourself. So, I want you to come and we're going to pray together. Praise the Lord. I'm going to give a minute or two. I'm going to pray only for those that need a time of refreshing. And if that's you, you better come forward because, you know, when the Lord sends me here to do these things, it's not just a show that I'm putting on. Not interested in putting on a show? That doesn't do anybody any good. But the Bible says, in as much as you are zealous of spiritual gifts, then seek that you may excel to the edifying of the body of Christ. You know, all I want is that the body of Christ will be edified. So if you need times of refreshing, you're being pummeled. It says, we are buffeted on every side. We are cast down, but we are not destroyed.
Hallelujah.
That's right. The devil may cheap shot you, but you are coming right back up. Rejoice not over me, O my enemy. According to Micah chapter 7 and verse 8. Though I fall, I shall arise. And though I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. Specifically, today I'm praying that you will receive times of refreshing. If you are in for this prayer, I want you to come closer. Everybody should be in this front space. I want everybody in the aisles. You are here for the prayer. I'm going to pray specifically for the times of refreshing. You may not even know what that looks like right now, because the children of Israel, they had lost their freedom for so many years. They didn't even know what freedom looked like. They have been pummeled. Everything has happened to them. They did not even know how to defend themselves. So Moses had to teach them. An eye for an eye. But see, in the past, they just slapped them around, bullied them, oppress them, do whatever they want to them, and they couldn't do anything. And Moses had to say, look, enough of that already. You know, enough of that already. Hallelujah. So I'm going to pray for the times of repression. Even when you say, well, I don't know what that's going to look like. Well, you are here for this prayer, aren't you? So that's good enough. Let's lift up your hands. Lift up your hands and believe the Lord. And I'm going to pray. And as I pray over you, just pray for yourself as well. Father, I pray for everyone that is here and has their hands lifted up. I need times of refreshing. Hallelujah. I pray that the times of refreshing will come from the presence of the Lord. The Lord will bring that scent of water over your situation. The things that look like they are dead. The Lord told you that you emerged. You started to emerge, but now everything is dying off. Your leaves shall not wither in Jesus' name. The Lord will bring you a refreshing. Come ye yourselves apart and rest in a desert place for a while, Jesus said. Come unto me, all ye that are laboring and are heavy laden. It's a time of refreshing. Now, you have been laboring. He said, look, you did a lot, but it came to little. I mean, you've done a lot, but it has come to little. And it is in vain that you should rise up early, stay up late, only to eat the bread of affliction. And if we have to work 2 jobs, 3 jobs, 4 jobs in order to make ends meet, you need a time of refreshing. Hallelujah. You need a time of refreshing. If you are struggling with sickness, illness, or any other thing, you need a time of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. If you are being oppressed in one way or another, you need a time of refreshing. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the enemy shall not exact upon you. And the son of unrighteousness shall not afflict you. In the name of Jesus. Now, Father, let these people, your people, these your precious saints, let them begin to experience a time of refreshing. And times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let the trees that are dying, let them receive the scent of water today. Let their leaves never wither. Let them be in their season all the time. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, in this church, we need also a spiritual awakening. Times of refreshing, wherein the people's hearts will burn and ignite with fire. And we can't wait coming to the house of the Lord. Lord Jesus, we need times of refreshing. At such a time as this, we need times of refreshing. And I pray for everyone that has stood here this morning. Believe it, God. They responded to the call that I made. But it's really unto you, the King. For unto Shiloh shall the gathering of the people be. Lord, they gathered unto you, not unto me, and not unto us, not unto us, but unto you be that glory. Now, let that situation that is undesirable, that is unsavory, that is unpalatable, whatever it is, any of those negative situations in your life, I pray that the times of refreshing will come over those situations in Jesus' name. It will be like the scent of water for the dying or dead tree. It will be like the dew of heaven. The Lord bless you with the dew of heaven. And remember, and give testimony to the Lord. Why? Because they overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb. And by what? By what? Your testimony is so important. When you come and say, I believe the Lord, and he did this, then the Lord will do even more. Amen.
Hallelujah. Don't be afraid to give testimony. Some people say, well, if I give testimony, the devil will come after you.
He's coming after you anyway.
Praise the Lord.
But you yourself can go after him. You can engage by your testimony. Hallelujah. We don't always have to play defense. We can play offense with the devil. Praise the Lord.
Devil is always waiting to strike. Don't wait for him to strike.
You strike him first. Hallelujah. And strike at his heart. And crush his head. You know, the Bible says the Lord shall bruise the enemy under your feet shortly.
Amen. Glory to God.
Now, it is time for the Lord to begin to bruise the devil under your feet. It is time for a time of refreshing from the presence of the Lord.
And now, Lord, that your people have heard your word, I declare to them again that you said, I will restore you to your own position, so that you will not have to walk like princes that are walking upon the earth, but you will ride upon the high places.
In the name of Jesus.
Praise ye the name of the Lord. I want to read one verse to you here, and then I will release you. Praise the Lord.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Now, the Lord says,
the God of peace
shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. Amen. Romans chapter 16 and verse 20. The God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. Even in a time such as this, during the times of refreshing, the Lord grant you the grace to take your rightful place and bruise Satan in Jesus' name.
Amen. Under your feet.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God.
Now put your hands together for the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. You may be seated. God bless you. The Lord hear you in the day of trouble. The name of the Lord of Jacob will defend you.
The Lord remember all your burnt offerings and everything that he has done for you.
So God bless your heart. You know, that's our ministration today, and I believe it will carry with you.
Now remember this as you go forward. You are now in the times of refreshing.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.